USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With inflation at its highest rates in over 40 years, President Joe Biden warned that Americans could see even higher prices at the gas pump if Russia decides to invade the Ukraine.
I will not pretend this will be painless. There could be impact on our energy prices.
Gasoline prices surged throughout the United States to the highest level in over 8 years. The average price of a gallon of gas hit $3.49, according to AAA, up 4 cents from last week and over a dollar from just 1 year ago. It's the highest price since October 2014, according to the Energy Department. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen its indoor masking guidelines to the states. The agency update could come as early as next week. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, discussed masking guidance at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing earlier this morning. Stay updated at usaradio.com.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
There's a new boss at the FDA, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pryde.
The Senate voted to confirm Dr. Robert Califf as commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration after some senators argued his ties to the pharmaceutical industry or views on birth control made him unfit. Califf is a cardiologist and researcher who takes the helm at the FDA for the second time in 13 months. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
A tentative settlement has been reached in a lawsuit accusing Prince Andrew of sexually abusing Virginia Giuffre when she was 17 years of age, according to court filings. Attorney David Boyles, who represents Giuffre, said in a filing in Manhattan federal court that lawyers on both sides were informing the judge that a settlement in principle has been reached and they'll request a dismissal of a lawsuit this month. Giuffre sued Andrew in August. The American accused the British royal of sexually abusing her while she traveled with Jeffrey Epstein. Andrew has strenuously denied Giuffre's allegations and attempted to get the lawsuit tossed. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The United States daily case rate has dropped to 144,000 today, an 81% drop since the peak about 1 month ago. But experts continue to caution the pandemic is not over, with the country reporting millions of new cases, 97% of counties still reporting high transmission rates. Deaths continue to remain high as the U.S. is reporting an average of 2,200 lives lost due to COVID-19 each day. 15 states are still reporting at least a 10% increase in daily death rates over the last week. Republican Representative Tim Burchett from Tennessee spoke on Newsmax saying Hillary Clinton is a dangerous person and will probably never have to answer anything concerning allegations and findings released by special counsel John Durham's report that her 2016 campaign was behind the infiltration of computer servers at Trump Tower and at the White House after former President Donald Trump took office.
But it all goes right back to Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton, his major concern was chasing women, but Hillary Clinton's obviously is evil. I mean, she is the picture of evil. I know everybody's afraid to say that. I'm not. Maybe I'll probably end up, they'll find me committed suicide by shooting myself 12 times in the back of the head when this is over with. But look, she's dangerous. I would like to see her on the stand and my buddy Jim Jordan cross-examining her.
Burchett also said that Clinton has a history of such actions being perpetrated on the American people and that the former president was completely correct when he said he had been spied upon. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.